His ways. How wonderful is His glory, that in heaven the same great is the name of the Lord. How marvelous are the works of the Lord, how excellent are His ways. How wonderful is His glory and fame, and the same great is the name of the Lord.
Great is the God of Israel, and great are the works of His hands.
He alone is the King of kings, creation bows at His command. How marvelous are the works of the Lord, how excellent are His ways. How wonderful is His glory and fame, ever the same great is the name of the Lord.
Great is the God of Abraham, and perfect is His law.
In majesty and in holiness, He rules Lord of all. How marvelous are the works of the Lord, how excellent are His ways. How wonderful is His glory, fame, ever the same great is the name of the Lord. He alone is the King of kings, He alone is the King of kings, He rules Lord of all. How marvelous are the works of the Lord, how excellent are His ways. How wonderful is His glory, fame, ever the same great is the name of the Lord. Is His glory, fame, ever the same great is the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study to search the scriptures to find the answer to the question, what does it mean to be a Christian fundamentalist? Focusing on the question of taking the Bible as literal history. At the 5:00 service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will resume teaching in the book of Revelation, and he'll be teaching in chapter 12, verses 5 through 12, regarding the seven personages. There will be the ladies' Bible studies meeting tomorrow. That's February 8th at 7:00. In the evening, 7 p.m., the Northern Group will meet at the home of Tom and Karen Curley. You'll note in the insert in your bulletin the address and the telephone number of the Curleys. The Southern Group will meet at the same time here in the church conference room. The Men's Bible Study Group will not meet Tuesday, on February 9th, as normally scheduled, but has been rescheduled for February 16th at 7 p.m. at the Velo's home. There will be a congregational business meeting 2 weeks from today on February 21st, directly following the morning worship service, and we do encourage you to attend that meeting. Please refer to your bulletin for other activities scheduled this afternoon, and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled next Sunday coming week. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 57, verse 9. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 2, Love Divine.
Love divine, love that's heavenly, joy of heaven to earth.
Let's continue our worship now with hymn number 450, Isn't the Love of Jesus Something Wonderful? Please stand now as we sing hymn number 492, Jesus Loves Even Me.
Please remain standing for prayer. Heavenly Father, we read in the scripture in Psalm 34 these precious words, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my lips. And so, Father, we just did that. We just bless your name for what you are, our mighty God, the Savior of our soul, the intercessor of our life. And now, Father, we pray that as we together worship you in a spirit and in truth, we pray that thy word will be a blessing to our life, that we may guide our life according to your principles. And if someone here or in the large auditorium of the internet and radio ministry and CD ministry is not a child of God, may today's sermon on the precious love of Christ bring that person back into the great fellowship with God. Lord, we pray for those members of our church who we know they are sick. I'm Peretto's one of them, and we pray that the healing power of God be established in her life. We pray for those who perhaps have anxieties or different problems in the emotional arena, that the peace of Christ and the love of Christ will conquer their life. We pray for our missionaries, for Carol and Ruth Knott, for Eusebio and Maritza Perez, for David and Denise Rode, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, for Martha Foretti, for Dante and Maruja Rabines, for Jose and Diane Avila, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, Fred and Carol Lewis. Father, we pray that each one of them in their own ministry, with their own style, be serving you with all their might as they devote themselves, their life, to proclaim Christ and Christ alone. Lord, we hear every day over the television and see it that tremendous problems in Haiti. And we pray for those who are believers in that land that you will guide them and restore them. We pray for those Americans and other people from other countries who are working with them, especially the medical teams who are doing miracles in those tents, helping those people to reestablish life. And then, Lord, the city is on the ground. And so we pray that you will give wisdom to the authorities of this world to rebuild that city, and that the love of God and the presence of God be established there too. And so, Father, we pray for all these tremendous need that we don't know how to handle, but you do if we just listen to you and follow you. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful week ahead and for the next Sunday in which we celebrate love, because it was not for your love we will never be a child of God. So, Father, we pray that you bless our life to share that love with others, that we, the children of God, be prompt to love even the unlovable as you did to us. And now, Father, we are glad for the support that you gave continually to the ministry so that we can broadcast, we can establish the church here in Morgan Hill. And we pray that you bless the giver and you bless the offering so that we may continue in the ministry. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen. You may be seated.
take and drink this cup.
Show me forth my love for you.
Do this in
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the second epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Corinthians. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1258. We will be reading 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 12 through 21. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 12 through 21. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that ye may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance and not in heart. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore henceforth now we know man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth now we know him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To it, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses against them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you for the Scriptures, your word that endures forever. We know that in them is the unchanging truth that has made us free. We thank you that by your grace, we know that Christ died in our place and suffered the wrath with it that we deserve for our sins. With the Apostle, we are overwhelmed with gratitude at this demonstration of Christ's love to meet our greatest need, that is to reconcile us to yourself. With Paul as our example, help us to offer our lives to the Lord. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero, that you would bless him as he comes to preach the word. Bless us and those listening on the radio and internet and CD that we may mature in our understanding of the Scriptures. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.